So, just to finish and get back to the question at the beginning, do I need to learn the subjunctive for my GCSE? I hope I have answered you. And if you want to get some extra points, if you are only thinking with the exam, you could learn some of those sentences and try to impress your teacher during this speaking exam by saying things like, I don't know, imagine that you're talking about the holidays. Es posible que vaya a España de vacaciones el año que viene. So it is possible that I go to Spain next year on holiday. Instead of using, you know, the usual, el año que viene iré de vacaciones a España. Next year I will go to Spain on holiday. That's the future. So, you know, if you're using something like that, obviously the teacher will realize that you just know a tiny bit more and you just learn something that is unexpected. At the same time, if you are using things like that in your writing exam, obviously you are showing that you're using different grammar, and that's good for that's going to be good for you. You know, if you are aiming to get a 9, and you've been using all your conditionals, all your future, your present, and your past, and your comparisons. So if you are on the top of all the things that you already used, you are using as well the subjunctive, you know, that's going to give that extra point or points in order to achieve the maximum grade. At this moment, I hope this helps, and I'm going to stop the video here. Of course, if you want to learn something, you know, more things about the subjunctive, as I explained, it's very, very extensive this, and it's not a question to learn in just only a few minutes here. This is only just an introduction for you, and I hope this helps you in the future. And all the best in your Spanish subjunctive. Bye now.